This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Revenue Estimating Conference met Wednesday, and we finally have an update on where the state budget stands. For the current fiscal year, there's still a deficit.
You're about at $66 million.
House Fiscal Officer Patrick Goldsmith also gave the size of the remaining hole for the next fiscal year, which begins July 1st.
That 800 figure that we had talked about is going to drop down to about $750.
That's $750 million. Much smaller than the $2.2 billion chasm Louisiana faced before the special session. Legislative fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht says the biggest infusions of additional cash come from the sales tax bills.
Call it the new penny bill. For the most part, this bill will generate money rapidly because you're going to change the register from 4% to 5%.
Coupled with the bill that strips some exemptions from the existing 4 cents of state sales tax, this increases state revenue by $300 million for the last 3 months of this fiscal year and by $1.2 billion in the next. Albrecht cautions there are no guarantees the taxes will be paid properly.
And I think you're going to have some, you know, compliance issues and education issues with taxpayers to know about this.
REC Chairman Jim Richardson asked if the new laws contained any glaring loopholes that might prevent the state getting the money on time.
Is there any way that from a taxpayer's perspective, they find, how do I avoid this tax?
No doubt they'll try to figure out ways.
Are there ways to avoid it?
I'm sure there are. I don't know how to.
Okay.
Senate President Alario summed up the general feeling about the report and the funding situation.
I reluctantly move to accept that as is.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.